Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show. It is Sunday. It is the end of the weekend. It's a crazy weekend this week. It's really all kinds of crazy stuff going on. Down here, we actually had a giant tornado that actually ripped through an area in Royal Palm Beach yesterday. And you don't usually see F1s, F0s, F1s, but that looked like an EF2 or 3, and lifted cars up with the thing. It tore up a building, part of a building. It ripped up a house. Lift all kinds of different things. There was a boat that was on a tree. Over in that area, there was a lot of damage done. And you don't usually see that here in South Florida, or any part of Florida, actually. But we got that one yesterday, and there were tornado watches and warnings today, this morning, early this afternoon, high wind warnings today. It really blew, if you can see the palm trees flying back and forth, going bending and things like that. Now it's clear skies, but it's very, very windy. And if you're living near the water, you can watch the waves, very choppy. So that's what that is. But good news is that yesterday, early part of the day yesterday, and this afternoon, and Monday and Friday, we had these air and sea show, and they went off. And in fact, if you hear any kind of planes going by, that might still be some of it because they start late, so they might extend it at the time to where they finish it. So that was it there, but it was really interesting. So, and that's a good thing because those are really the way they do things and everything. And they had the airdrops and they had the ships over in the docks and things like that so we could go visit. And that's what a lot of people are doing right now. So that's a good thing. Now, over the weekend, just say Thursday, Friday, there was a family in Texas assassinated, so to speak. A family of five in Texas got assassinated. And, of course, the Democrats and Biden and all the communists, because that's what they are, the first thing they do. Oh, it's an AR-15. And let's ban the guns. Ban the guns. Why? It's going to ban the guns. It's a bad thing. Guess what? It's a Mexican national that did. And he is back in Mexico. The FBI just a couple hours ago posted an $80,000 reward for his arrest. This guy has been coming in. They know who he is. He was deported several times. He goes to an open border because of Biden. Biden and the Democrats once again got blood in their hands. It's not the gun. It's your open door border policies. It's your left-wing think-back policies that allow criminals and rapists and murderers and thugs and drug dealers, all that stuff, to walk through the open borders. You're responsible, not the weapon. You're responsible for what's going on here. We should take you down and arrest you as the accessory after the fact. In fact, that's what they're doing. Thank you, Congress, for indicting Maracas and others, and the rest are coming as we speak, and you're going to see a whole bunch of stuff coming down, including Biden, in the next few days and weeks. And things are happening because the American people are fed up of this, and that's a big thing there. We need to actually, if you take an oath to protect yourself, you take an oath to defend this country, domestic and foreign, that's part of it, to secure the borders. You have to secure the borders. If you don't have a border, you don't have a country. And that's a big thing there. And that's one thing. So, again, if you support a Democrat, you support the destruction of your own family. If you support a Democrat, you support criminals, dogs, and animals that will decide that's against you. Democrats, again, in Congress and elsewhere, support eliminating the rights of your parents. Biden in his own little speech, and also in kidding around last night's dinner they had, the correspondence studies, he joked around a bunch of different things. And one of the things he joked around about is parentage. He was kidding around. It's not your kids. It's my kids. So I got the right to do anything you want with my kids, not your kids, even though you gave birth to them. This is wrong. And if anyone that supports the destruction and mutilation of your children shouldn't be parents in the first place. And every single Democrat supports mutilating your child. If you are a parent, you cannot support a Democrat anywhere. This doesn't coordinate. Your children, it's your values, your morals. You're teaching them the basics that they could do whatever they can as long as they work by the rules and not get destroyed, the peer pressure and stuff like that. No one is born to hate. No one's born gay. No one is born to be a rapist or criminal. It's developed into it by peer pressure. So that's very important, to have the environment that's conducive for your child when you grow up to be successful in life, away from the indoctrinators and the bullies and intimidators and stuff, and start working to believe in oneself. The biggest thing you could do for a child is to instill self-esteem, self-confidence, and the ability to believe in themselves, confidence in oneself. If you could do that, you could defeat anything, and you can win, and you can become anything, because they'll just spit away these indoctrinators and that stuff. Now, before I put on my co-host, I want to talk about something. We have a headline that we did. This is the third PSA, so to speak. And the heading for today was, "The Truth Will Always Prevail." And that's a good thing. And truth eventually will come out. So, because no matter how many lies you say, eventually you cannot keep track of all the lies. You can, because eventually you're going to slip up, and you're going to miss something. So the only way you never slip up is if you always tell the truth. Now, there are things that people's lives that could always, you can tell the difference of reality and not reality, and sometimes it takes, you know, especially people that are in the medical industry or science industry or you know, into law enforcement and all that illegal stuff, they could tell different ways of telling the truth. For example, we have an individual that continues to say about the kidney failures and stuff like that. That's great. You know, I understand that people have problems and fetus and you have all kinds of different things in there and you got to keep it running track. And there's hundreds of millions of people worldwide that has diabetes, that are on medication to control the sugar content and the diabetes so they can save the kidneys and they can save the livers and other things like, because they all related in over a period of time. But your doctors work with you and your dietitians work with you. And you got to work with them themselves because you got to do the exercises and stuff like that. If you, you know, and you go on a diet and you do exercise, you do things, and if you go and do those things, you can live to be 100 no matter what. And there are people with all kinds of problems and kidney failures and stuff like that. Look at the guy, the basketball player. He's still there. He's following what the doctor's telling him. Doing exercises, eating properly, he's still playing ball, you know, and doing the thing, and you know, and he's got severe kidney failure, but it's still doing the thing. The idea is but if you have no kidneys at all, and you have two of them, you can live with one with no kidney, one kidney, and the other one not working at all. You can, what happens, you can get transplants, whatever it may be, but two. No kidney function at all, 100% no kidney function at all, you're dead. You can live for a few weeks or a couple months, but every single scientist, every single doctor will tell you you're dead man walking and you probably will not live for more than a couple months. Not one doctor or scientist that has any worth of gold in their heart and their medicines and their learning and textbooks, everything. If you go and read some of the things that's actually being posted out there by one individual, every single of them came back with a hypothesis and a theory that this guy has kidney function somewhere down the line. Because at 23 months, with no kidney failure, you're dead. You've been long dead and buried, long time ago. So that's a lie. No, that's a total lie, and backed up by every doctor and every scientist in the world. That's a lie, this is based on his own personal writings, postings, because HIPAA, we don't know his charts exactly, but there's some people will know, and they can tell you. But hypothetically, based on his own writings, this is why I said the truth always prevails, he's lying through his teeth. It doesn't make sense at all. So a lot of people, again, a lot of good people are starting to realize that and pulling back. They're not pulling for his shtick anymore. And they're starting to pull back on it. And that's the thing. The other thing is you can't go into Oregon until you complete the mission here. That mission is, see, one of the rules over there, and they will tell you point blank, if you're in a criminal case, especially one that with felonies involved, you have to solve that. You got to dispose that case before you're able to go to Oregon. They will not take someone that has an ongoing case because it's a flight risk type thing, and they don't want to go into legal action. In the state of Florida, would not allow them to go anyway based on that. You're going to have to case before you get to the other. So that Oregon thing is off the books. So that's the other thing. So honesty is still the best policy, and the best thing to do would be apologize to everyone for all the wrong things you're doing. But I got one more thing. This guy's on hospice care for 2 years. You know how much money that cost the taxpayer in Broward County? In the state of Florida and this country, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars in taxpayer monies to keep this going, getting the benefits of hospice care for 2 years, which is a record in itself. Even the Shavire case wasn't that long. So there is unprecedented things here, and I'm sure the state of Florida, along with other and the feds and other places, are starting a process to make him pay back, and his involved is to pay back the cost of these taxpayers, because right now we're being conned. The taxpayer is being conned, and that is a problem, and that needs to be taken care of. So, you know, that's the truth on that. We held back a while, but you know what? We need to get this out because it's the right thing. We are the truth that's out there, voice of the people. We are the ones that are out there exposing. And we get attacked every so often, and that's fine. Because if you don't do our job, we're never going to get attacked. And that's it. You know, and we back up information, and we tell you where we got it. And that's pretty much it. And we verify everything we got there, and we've been doing that for years. That's why I'm on the radio for 13 years. And that's why, in fact, our podcast has been trending this past week, one of the top 10 podcasts in the world in the last week. It is trending. We really doing. I want to thank people for that. A lot of people on Instagram and Cameo and Twitter and Truth Social, and you know, right down the line. And that's a good thing. And we're going to continue to expose the truth and whatever may lie and go from there. I want to thank Marjorie Taylor Greene for what she's doing in Congress and the Oversight Committee, because Baracus and Biden and a couple other people from the Biden administration are being arrested as we speak, or been indicted as we speak. And there's going to be a lot of changes in the next few weeks. So that's a really big thing. So let me go and bring on, before I bring on our co-host, let me do something really different. I'm gonna play a song, let's see if I can find it. So that something that is, that we have, I don't see it anymore, that's infecting. Let's see if I can find, here it is. All right.
Well, she seemed all right by dawn's early light, though she looked a little worried and weak. She tried to pretend he wasn't drinking again, but Daddy left the proof on her cheek. About your revolution, it's independent.
Oh, it's Independence Day by Martina McBride. Used to be the theme song for a guy that's on Fox that's no longer conservative, not really anymore. He's kind of gave in. So, you know, and that's Sean Hannity. He kind of gave in, and they have nothing on Fox anymore, pretty much, except for Jesse Waters and maybe a couple other people. But other than that, that's all gone. Tucker Carlson was the best, and I think that he's going to end up with either Newsmax or OAN and somewhere down the line, unless he's doing his own operation. A couple of days before I bring on my co-host, one, to finish up, I started to say, a person who is dying and is on his last legs, do not sit in front of a TV set, a big screen TV set for hours, drinking Coca-Cola and eating junk food and or fast food stuff like, any kind of fast food things. You know, that does not work. People that are dying supposedly on the last legs with all the pain cannot sit still for any amount of time, and they're usually in bed with oxygen, not sitting in front of a TV set. So, and posting all stuff and all kinds of different things. That also proves any support. Again, now the other thing is AOC announced that she is not running for Senate against Julie Brand. I think she really wants to go against Schumer next time around. New York State did a buyback on guns. You turn in your gun, you get a $500 gift certificate. They got several thousand guns in that. And hey, idiots in New York, if you're a fool, you're giving up your defense of criminals for $500. Is that what your life is worth? Because now you're opening yourself up to, you know what happens, that if you give up your weapons to protect yourself, the government can walk right in and take everything. It's not just the criminal. You forgot about history, and New York is your fool. Now let me bring on my co-host, Scarlett. How are you doing, Scarlett?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. You sound a little tired.
You know, when you spoke before about the Thunderbirds,
yeah.
I don't know if you're aware that there's a Broward County Teacher of the Year. I don't know her last name, but her first name was Maria. She got to fly in the jet with the Thunderbirds.
Yeah, and it's every year we stay do
cool,
that.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They usually do it. Usually it's kind of early this year. Usually it's in May.
They do it Memorial Day.
Yeah, usually because we used to be a freedom.
Look who's running Broward County.
Yeah, but we used to go to freedom. When we did the Freedom Corps and stuff, we were there and we felt everything, we saw everything because we're right at the beach practically.
Do you know who the mayor of Broward County is?
I don't know. It's not a big thing. Fort Lauderdale. He went to DC to get some aid for the flooding, which he got.
Debbie posted the schmutz. She posted where you can go and file paperwork with the flood. I saw it.
Yeah, you can get, if you're in that area, you can actually get it because there's a lot of people damaged and stuff like that. When you have up to 30 inches in some locations of rain at one time.
Her name is, that's wrong too,
because her area is underwater. Part, we could have gone fishing out on our patio the way it was, the water came up.
It's true. Could have just swung our poles, let our string go with our hooks, and just get some, fish. I wouldn't eat
the
fish, but you know what? It went down. Thank God.
Okay. One of the things that I didn't mention, we should mention, is that the Democrats / communists promoting that under the debt bill that passed the House, we were going to eliminate the number of veteran benefits, and that's not true. And I said when I was working with the VFW, And someone yesterday said that's not true. Don't let it play politics on that. It's a lie. Democrats
so
like
the
this
Senate,
is the truth.
What's the Senate doing with the bill? They're gonna let the country cry, or they're gonna pass
no,
it?
No, they're gonna pass it. It's gonna pass
okay.
In the next
is
in about another week or two.
Sign it? Is
I think he really has no.
Sign
I think he. Yeah, I think he has no choice to do it. He knows if he doesn't sign it, he's done. So I think he's.
Well,
I think he'll sign it.
The government shot. If he lets the government shot, it will stay shot until the election's gone through. Because there is no way Congress is going to bend. That's it. Okay.
Yeah.
All their staffers won't get paid. Well, everything will just shut down there. Congress don't get paid, the Senate don't get paid, President don't get paid, his administration don't get paid, people in the IRS don't get paid. Or, I mean, Biden will totally create such a disaster. But
yeah.
You know what will happen? Our debt will wipe out. We won't owe anybody money.
Yeah. Blinken, according to the Senate and the House, the arrest of Blinken is imminent. He lied to Congress and they got for perjury on Hunter Biden and accessory after the fact. So he's going down probably within the next 24 hours.
They all lie.
I understand, but we can't judge rights.
You have
Chelsea,
a dozen.
They got the evidence.
The rest,
I know the rest wants it out. I
know
that
Marcus
and Blinken are both being arrested tomorrow.
When I see it, I will believe
according
it.
To, according to AP, according to Red State, according to others, Blinken has been arrested.
There's
is
no
about,
footage on it. And it's all,
you
it's
will
gotta
see.
Be transparent.
It will be.
Okay.
Meanwhile, Chelsea Clinton is back in the news. She says banning sexual explicit books from schools is harmful to children. So she's another one that needs to.
There's an asshole as a mother. Wow, that sends
that's
her.
Her children needs to be taken away from her. Real bad. Imagine the disaster that child. Those children are going to be. Look.
It's like her mother, stupid and dumb,
yeah, really
and
bad,
caught,
really bad.
Caught in the end. How come Hillary isn't in jail?
Well, I think because we had Democrats in charge of everything. Now they don't. So now they're going. Now they're going
to
do it.
What's going on with Bragg in New York with Jordan?
I know there's stuff going down. I can't get into it too much because it's an ongoing situation. But changes are coming in the next few weeks.
They let all the people free from January 6th?
And about half of them so far, and the other half will be this week.
They didn't drop the charges against that shaman person?
Well, they did. He's filing a multi-billion dollar
lawsuit.
Oh, no,
there's a record on him. He still has a record.
They're expunging it. Right now, he's filed a multi-billion dollar lawsuit against all the Democrats and stuff. That's going to destroy the party.
The party's going to destroy the party.
Yeah.
So
nobody
you
wants
really
to work for the
Biden
nobody
will
wants
sign,
to.
You believe Biden will sign that budget, huh?
Yes, no choice. You already indicated he will.
Oh, you know what? The planning. You know,
He's not going to worry about Obama. Obama's being picked up on sexual harassment and rape from
Epstein.
Did
you see the new photo I posted of him and Michael, his boyfriend? Did you see?
Doesn't matter. Epstein's stuff came out, and now he's been indicted for that. He's going to prison.
Now we know why the trans kid is in.
Yeah. Eric Adams, by the way, is personally recruiting people on the streets to help build Dallas' vacant New York City jobs because nobody wants to work for Eric Adams.
Boo-hoo.
Calling out the residents and leaders turned down.
Did you see what Equality Florida is doing to make sure people are standing at the Capitol? Here in Florida.
Yeah, they do it.
Democrats
cannot Yeah, Democrats cannot get anybody to support their agenda unless they pay for it. So they're giving out salaries.
They're hiring people. They even posted
Yeah, hiring
it.
People to stand, hiring signs to do things because that nobody believes their principles, but they'll work for money. And that's what that is.
I think their 501c3 should be pulled.
I think so, too.
They say they're a civil rights organization, but they're okay with children being mutilated. Something's kind of funky about that.
Yeah. Thank you. We have to thank the governor of Montana who signed a controversial bill banning gender transition treatments for minors.
Yep.
And that's a great thing. Every governor in this country should be signing this into law.
Aaron Rodgers
is in New York doing his thing. He went to the Ranger game. Then he went to the Knicks
game.
So he did that.
Yes, they caught up.
By the way, I saw
a post on that. Hold it. There was a post on that, except it was quoted incorrectly. He was at the Ranger game, and they wrote something else.
He was at both games, Rangers, and he was at the Knicks game today.
Oh, was he?
But
the photo was on the Rangers.
Yeah.
So they didn't write both.
No. Yeah. Anyway.
He took a photo of the Ranger game and said that he was at the Knicks game. How does that make sense?
Well, it's New York, New York. Anyway, Jeffrey Epstein met with Obama's White House counsel by a CIA director. Can you hear me now?
I do.
Okay, Jeffrey Epstein met with Obama's White House counsel, Biden CIA director Noam Chomsky, and the Rothschild.
Yeah.
That's part of the evidence. The information coming out now is that Obama is being arrested for
being a
rape
pedophile?
And other charges. Yes, a pedophile. Also,
and this
New York City.
You?
No. The detective that was shot years ago, 33 years ago, passed away today. New York Police Department Detective Troy Patterson dies after spending 33 years in a coma after off-duty shooting. Yeah, Ted Cruz said the rats are fleeing the ship as key Biden officials are leaving and running.
So what do you think will be the end result with District Attorney Bragg?
Bragg is looking at 20 years or more in the prison. His the Trump case is going to be dropped in a few weeks. And,
he has other
cases.
They got a rape trial. That one, I can't figure that one out.
That's going to disappear too soon. That's also a fraud.
You know? You always think about Allred, don't you, with this stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Gloria
Allred. Yeah, I know.
Allred,
and I ran into her. I like to thank my guest for something with that. Gloria Allred was on his show last year, I think it was.
Yeah.
And she didn't want any confrontation. And Mike took her pretty good on that, and he did a good show there. But she knew that if I call in or somebody else would call in that show, we would pin it
to the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she didn't want hard questions.
She is a liar.
I was there when she did.
Heartache to people online.
Yeah,
so
I was there when she went after the pizza guy.
Nipping around her, it just is, you know.
Did you know that U.S. taxpayers are currently paying for the vaginoplasty, facial fermentation, surgeries, breast augmentation, laser hair removal, and hormone therapies for convicted terrorists in federal prison? We're not a serious country anymore.
But I got a better question. Why is that happening?
It's because we have left-wing idiots.
Nobody's going to see them. Nobody's going to touch them. Nobody gives a shit. So why is it?
I got a better one. They did that in New Jersey.
And I bet money is being laundered. That money is being laundered.
They had a guy in New Jersey prison that claimed to be a woman They put him in a woman's prison, and he got two women pregnant.
Because he was dressed as a woman.
Yeah.
How
so,
did you dress up in costume?
This is how sick the left is. This is really meant. They first of all, it's only two sexes. If you're born with a penis, it's a male. If you're born with a vagina, it's a female.
Can I ask you a question?
There is nothing in between.
Jail,
that's all mentally ill.
When you go into jail, aren't you stripped naked and deloused and put into whatever outfit they give you? So they would have known that he had a penis.
Yeah, but they're afraid to say anything because the left said.
So that means that the prison, whoever authorized this, is negligent.
Exactly.
Thank you. And, you know,
by the way,
the system is a joke.
Yeah.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
The assholes are free, the criminals are free, the scum are free, and innocent people are in jail. Kind of like that one, huh? Yeah.
Here's one for you. Ask not if your children should see drag queens. Ask why drag queens want an audience of children. Think about that.
I don't think they do. I think they're paid to do a job.
How about this one?
Nobody
I don't know. Manipulating a child to hate their father or mother is one of
why
the most despicable things someone can do.
Why would a drag queen... Unless they're pedophiles.
Right.
Okay, so we have pedophile queens who want to get in children's pants and rape them.
Right. That's it. That's all it is. Transgenders are all pedophiles and for the drag queens. That's it. And they should be arrested.
They got a lot of
such.
Pedophiles. And you know what's really, really screwed about it is they're on the left side.
By the way, more lefties are now turning to the center or right. For example, Shawshank Redemption star actor Tim Robbins. You know Tim Robbins. You met him, I'm sure. I know I did down in Manhattan. Blast Democrats.
Susan Sarandon, hold it. Ex-man of Susan Sarandon.
Right. You and I both saw
him. What about Tim?
Tim blasted the Democrats and mainstream media for thuggish censorship. Of censoring people.
Wow, really?
Multi-billion dollar Hunter Biden was accused of playing destitute artists to lower child support payments as he moved to try and prevent spending the rest of his life in prison.
He's such a slug. Did it work?
No.
What's wrong with that man? He got the woman pregnant. She had a baby. He has the money. He doesn't want to acknowledge the child, which makes the child feel like shit. Doesn't want to own up to at least take care, make something special for the child. And then the bodies don't recognize the child. But he will fuck, excuse my expression, I'm sorry for the word, his sister-in-law, of his dead brother's wife. How the hell does that make sense? And she's a slob. She probably used Vo. She was probably screwing him the whole time. You know? And and she's probably doing her father-in-law.
Mm-hmm. And
How many kids does Hunter Biden have? Does he actually have children they recognize?
I don't know.
Does Sniff a kid sniff his grandchildren?
Yeah, that we do know. Anyway, there's a doctor, a real nutcase doctor. She'll have her license removed because she's not a doctor because she's doing harm. Name that's on Twitter. Does a lot of things on Twitter. Dr. Jibra Fashe. She is pushing the mentally ill, the transgender, all over the place. And she is like Dylan Mulvaney, which is an asshole. Because
what kind of doctor is she?
She's a nutcase. She's in that case. If she wants to challenge me on that, she could come on the show every time. Anytime, we'll give her the form to debate.
Dr. Jabbar, I
think she's
doctor?
Mentally ill and so
licensed. Whoa. Is it a man pretending to be a woman doctor?
Oh, no.
You need to send me information on this enigma. It's an enigma.
Yeah.
That's right.
Shit. And, of course, Adam Schiff is running commercials to try and get...
I never grew up in a world like this. You
know,
when I was a little girl, shit, my worst thing was nothing. I had a great childhood. I had two parents that loved me. They did the best they could. They put food on the table, a roof over my head, gorgeous clothes on my body. I got a really great education. I had friends. I don't get it.
The worst thing I used to see
on TV was the Vietnam War, which I didn't like watching, okay, with the news.
It
was special. I was outside playing with my friends, kick the bucket or tag or handball.
Yeah, but I knew.
Basketball.
That's
and
real.
What?
There's a lot of people lost a lot of different things in there. You know, a lot of people died in the Vietnam War, but a lot of people died afterwards because of Agent Orange. And they increased the amount of addiction, morphine and cocaine and crack and all the other stuff, pot, all that stuff. But also PTSD was very big. And you lose a lot because the bungee sticks and the trip wires and the mines and all the other stuff that's in there,
We were out on our bikes, except you had the pedophiles around, you know? You did.
Yeah.
You really did.
I want to change subject for a second. There's a gentleman that I became friends with that may be coming on the show somewhere down the line because he's in Great Britain. His name is Paul Golding. He is running for office there, and he spells the same thing. He's a Great Britain first, England first candidate, just like we have America first. He's England first. And talking about border crossings, and he goes, the French authorities could easily stop these illegal crossings of the channel. Instead, we give them millions of pounds and get nothing in return. And they have pictures of people crossing the channel. Look.
Is this under Charles, or was this happening under his mother?
This is a six-hour report. I don't know. This is ongoing. We're going to talk about that. We're going to get him on the show sometime in the future. We're going to talk about his policies in Great Britain. Also, Manalasiki, George Takei, I wish he was like William Shatner, but he's not. George Takei, ultra-progressive left-wing dingbat, he goes and says President Biden should invite Representative Zoe Zephyr, the trans legislator, to silence in Montana for speaking the truth to power to the White House, just like he did in Tennessee 3. First of all, Tennessee 3 is wrong, and the criminals are lucky they're not, the way they did things. That's a true insurrection, how they took over the Capitol over there. But then Biden doesn't reward success. Biden rewards criminals. And as for Zoe Sapphire, she needs mental health. It needs mental health issues.
Enigma,
right. And because there's only two genders, male or female. Anything in between is mentally ill, period.
I got a question. Is George Takei a homosexual?
Yes. See, and most homosexuals do not like transgenders because they're destroying themselves. If you go to Log Cabin Republicans, which is a whole gay community, they're not for transgender.
Is he becoming a transsexual? He wants to become a woman?
No, he's out there. He's far left. He's almost like a communist. You know what's amazing? forget about Star Trek, but he also played in Green Beret, and he played the Vietnamese, and he portrayed a guy that fought for freedom of communism, and yet he supports communism. Real smart.
He probably got paid big bucks.
Yeah.
What's he doing today? Does he act?
I don't know what he's doing, to tell you the truth. He was supposed to do, he's doing some stuff, but
because you know what? I don't see too many.
He's
got
a thing called
today.
Legions and a few other. He has a podcast. He can come on the show and challenge me anytime.
Is he close with William Shatner?
No. They have a problem.
Okay. Well, William Shatner is not with it either.
He's
a left wing. He's left wing. Shatner. Just in his own special way. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of left wingers in Hollywood. And there are some that are starting, that have gone quiet. I'll give you one, for instance, Alyssa Milano. She went quiet, okay? And some others went quiet. Because they know deep down they were wrong, okay? You don't see a Alyssa Milano coming out for the chill for the trans shit being a mommy. You don't see Matthew McConaughey coming out for the trans, do you? Even his commercials have stopped. Well, and he didn't run. Wasn't he going to run for something? And
I'm
never
not sure.
Ran.
Yeah. You know, this is great stuff when we go out there and we think, you know, and, you know, all kinds of stuff that we say on the air and stuff. It's really interesting. We got 11 minutes left, which is good. Time flies when you're having fun.
Is anybody in our chat room?
No, not today. Today is fine. That's okay.
You know where they are? They're all at the ocean with the Thunderbird.
That and down here, by the way, we got the Bruins versus the Panthers in Game 7. So, you know, that's a big thing going on right now, too.
Who do you think's going to seize it?
I don't know. I'm going to tell you something right now.
I want my Rangers to seize it.
This is interesting because right now it's the Panthers are winning 2-0 in the second period, 13 minutes to change, just under 14 minutes to go in the second, with 2-0 Panthers. If the Panthers win, they will eliminate the best team in hockey this year. This is the best. The Boston Bruins was the best team in the regular season in hockey, and they brought to the seventh game, which is amazing in itself. And now they got a 2-0 lead going in the beginning of the second period. If they end up winning this and defeating the Bruins and sending them home in the first round, that is amazing.
If the Panthers go all the way
That'll be the first time for the Stanley Cups down here. The last time they came close is when they got to the Stanley Cup Finals and lost. That's when we had the Rats. Remember the Rats?
I remember the Rats. We have a Rat.
Yeah, remember we have one of those plastic Rats.
They're around. We are a supporter of our teams.
Yeah, they used to throw, see, the Detroit Red Wings used to throw,
if the Rangers win and the Panthers win, do the Rangers and the Panthers meet up to play?
No, because they're both in the same conference. They play, but they can't win a play for the Stanley Cup because they're playing the same conference. Somebody has to be in the Western Conference to play against them. And just the Eastern Conference. So whoever's in the, like, they eliminate, I think they eliminate the Kings yesterday. So Edmonton might be up there. There's a bunch of
fire
teams.
Isn't that in Canada? Edmonton is in Canada.
There's a Canada. Yeah, Edmonton's in Canada. The Canadians. There's also Toronto Maple Leafs. That's also Canada's in the playoffs. But we'll see.
Canada is a very sport country. Yeah. They're into stuff.
Yes, the Heat defeated the Knicks in the first game in the second round in their basketball playoffs today. So that's a big thing there for the Heat
fans.
But the Knicks were Knicks basically is a better team on paper, but you never know. Like the Bruins
on
technically
wrestling.
Is a better team on paper.
When's the next wrestling pay-per-view?
This one for WWE coming up soon, and this one from AEW coming up soon. AEW is down here at the stadium.
WrestleMania. Did WrestleMania happen already?
Yes.
Okay. Watch anyway.
And Naomi is now in Impact Wrestling. She debuted the other day on that, I think Friday. Which Impact Wrestling is like an offshoot of AEW. It's a step before AEW. So it's,
Has WWE been sold?
They're in negotiations still. That could take weeks or months.
You think that, what's his name, bought it from AEW?
No, I don't think Tony Khan. I don't think so. I think it was the UFC guy that bought it.
Okay, good for him.
Yeah. No,
this is
Scarlett
Butler.
Yes.
I'll be back
Wednesday.
On Wednesday. Everybody have a great week. Be healthy. Don't be worrying about things because you have no control over it. God bless America. God bless everyone. Good night, everyone. Bye.
Yeah, I want to thank everybody listening. I know there was a lot of stuff, This week, we actually took off tremendously in the with our podcast, and I'm glad about that and everything else, the radio show. Now, sometimes we get people in the chat room, sometimes we don't. That's okay. I don't care. Our audience listeners are usually overseas, around the country, any which way we got. It's a good thing. And see, we're on the air for 30 years. We're in 122 nations worldwide. And sometimes they come in, sometimes they don't. But we have a lot of good stuff coming on, and we don't shy away from getting the facts out. People, when they do say things about individuals, they have to have facts to back it up. And sometimes they just come out of their head and say things. And when they do that, and it's not right, they end up getting kicked off of Twitter. And that's a good thing because we wanted somebody to actually say what he needed to say to get kicked out of Twitter, and he just did that. So bye-bye. You're going off of Twitter in the next few days. Have fun with that. The thing is, the truth always will set you free, and that's the key there. And we're going to continue to express ourselves and do our things. And this is the number one rated talk show on Block Talk Radio. Us and Annie from Southern Fans and a few others, we all work together in getting the facts out. And sometimes we have guests, sometimes we do commentary, sometimes we do satire. Bottom line is, we will get the truth out. We don't shy away. We're not going to be silenced, and we'll continue to do it. So have fun. Enjoy life. We'll see you on Wednesday at 8 p.m., and you never know what comes on. And thank you, and good night, everyone.
Just my children and my my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the